You are listening to the Dave D and OB podcast with Dave Dorenzo and Mike O'Brien.
What you're about to hear is an experiment in podcasting.
Summertime and the living's easy. I'm Dave Dorenzo. That's Mike O'Brien over there. What up, Mike?
Oh, hey. How goes it?
Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins continuing their offseason. Mike enjoying his summer vacation. Planning any trips anywhere?
I got a couple trips. One of the reasons I love working in hockey is that I get my summers off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot better, I think, than having my winters off. Maybe that's a bit skewed since I'm so pale and Irish and really can't appreciate sun or activities in the sun. But yes, I have some vacation planned down the shore / beach at the end of August in the Labor Day, and then come back and get ready for the hockey season. What about you?
I'm going to the beach this coming week.
Yeah.
We're packing up the Surficus, my wife, my two-year-old daughter. We are going down to the beach in lovely and scenic New Jersey, going to the Jersey Shore.
The good Jersey Shore. That's not the MTV Jersey Shore.
No. Everywhere that the situation is not, that's where we will take our situation.
But you are your own situation. I don't know what that means, but it's true. It to be true.
Want to see my ab? So, my question to you.
No, I do not.
Since I'm... Nobody does. So I'll be sure to pack extra t-shirts along for the beach. You're welcome, New Jersey. My question to you is, I pack up my Surficus and I move it just 3.5 hours south here and close to the ocean. What do I do on the beach to try to entertain myself, my wife, and my daughter?
Okay. I'm actually a little bit of an expert on this.
Oh, great.
Because I can't sit still for very long.
Oh.
So you need to keep me entertained at the beach. Because I feel like beach going is an exercise in idleness.
Mm-hmm.
To just be there and enjoy, in theory, doing nothing.
Right. Because that's what you're doing. Literally sitting by the ocean and watching time lapse.
Right. I'm bad at that. Plus, I'm also limited by my pale skin and whatever SPF I have on hand when I go to the beach. So I bring everything. I pack up the tote bag, the backpack, whatever I got. Throw in some buds for the music.
Mm-hmm.
iPad or a couple paperbacks. Couple books.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll bring my sneakers. Go for a little run or walk.
Wow.
Maybe there's a football involved. Throwing it around with friends or family. Bocce ball.
Wait. Bocce?
Bocce ball. So if there's... I know it doesn't usually work on like the dry sand and the mounds and all that, but if you get there at low tide and mm-hmm. nice like slick flat surface, bocce ball.
Interesting.
You don't think about it, but it works. And you know when it's really good? Kind of end of day-ish, like 5 p.m. or thereafter, maybe 4 p.m. when the beach is kind of emptied out.
And the sun's not beating down on you.
Maybe you have a beverage. I don't know. But just play a little easy bocce ball. Relaxing bocce ball. I never put those.
What happens
together.
When the balls get swept into the ocean?
You're far enough away.
Oh, okay.
And also, they're very heavy. They don't go very far.
That is true. These are all interesting things. So, is there an order that you do them first? Do you read first, music first, bocce last? You just said, but like,
right.
What's your typical order of operations once you get there?
All right. So I'll get there. I'll throw in the butts.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's a lie. I'll throw in the book. Open a book, whatever. Open the book.
I'm throwing a book in the ocean.
I'll throw in the book. No, I'll open the book, get about a chapter and a half in, realized I'm bored, and then...
Is this a trashy romance novel that you're reading, by the way?
I don't know. Whatever I think I should be reading, probably.
Isn't that required reading on the beach?
A trashy romance
novel for everybody.
I disagree.
Okay.
Disagree. Hard. Then I'll throw in the buds.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm realizing I'm ignoring my friends and family. Take out the buds. Then ask if anyone wants to go into the ocean, go for a swim. Because you're going to a place with waves, right?
Correct.
So you can hop in the waves, maybe do a little body surfing.
We do have a boogie board.
You got a boogie board?
We'll
you can do that.
Board.
Bring the boogie board. And then maybe take a walk. And then you come back and kind of repeat. And there's got to be lunch and snacks involved too.
Oh, yes. And beverages galore.
And beverages. What is your beach... food/snack?
Well, we have gone traditionally to Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Okay.
And boardwalk fries are like the official go-to mid-afternoon snack when you're on the beach. Like
okay.
You have the meal beforehand, you know, breakfast or whatever. you're planning on coming back for lunch, but halfway through the morning, you're like, eh, get something to eat, go get a big bucket of fries, and then share it amongst your group. So that's usually what we did.
Now, I know you have a toddler. I'm sure you're packing a ton of snacks for her.
Much like yourself, who seems like can't sit still for like longer than a minute and a half, that's my line of thinking for my two-year-old. Now, we're not going to go to the beach every day, but for the days that we do go to the beach, we are going to have so many little buckets, little shovels, you know, sandcastle activities, couple of books, couple of crayons.
What are you talking about? What are you going to do? Your itinerary is dictated by a small little human, not by you at all.
My main focus is A, trying to make sure that she doesn't run off on the beach.
Sure.
B, trying to make sure she doesn't get swept away by, you know, King Neptune or Poseidon or whichever one of the other ocean gods wants to take her from me. And C, trying to make sure that my wife doesn't go stir crazy, because all I want to do is just sit in the shade and, like, read a book. So I'm the one that goes to the beach, wants to put up the umbrella, wants to just sit in the shade, wants to read the book or listen to the music and just be left alone. That's not going to happen with my two-year-old.
You're going to be building sandcastles. You're probably just going to be digging some holes.
Yes.
As you do.
You just grab the shovel and you move sand from one place to another. And if you're a two-year-old, that's exactly what you want to do. I hope she just shovels and doesn't eat. Yeah, basically, I just hope she doesn't just take the shovels full of sand and eat.
Well, if you have snacks for your daughter, I imagine you will. At what point do you, like, you know, I like gummy bears, or I like crackers, or whatever you bought for her. Like, when do the parents start to sneak into and delve into the kid's snacks?
Me or good parents?
Either.
Whenever my wife's not looking, sure. I'm down. Hey, Katie, you want some, she calls them strawberries, those little gummy snacks. Yeah. Katie, you want some strawberries? Yeah. She takes one. I have one. She takes one. I have one.
The joys of parenting and going to the beach and stealing your kids' foods.
Basically, I don't know if we're going to last 5 minutes or 5 hours on the beach, but I'm just down for an adventure either way.
Just remember to apply sunscreen.
Liberally.
Number one. Take it from me.
Absolutely right. So Jersey, brace for impact. The DiRenzo clan is coming. I'm Dave DiRenzo. That's Mike O'Brien over there. Mike, do you want to disclose the location of your beach destination later on this year, or do you want to let people be surprised when they see you?
One, I don't think anyone's going to recognize me where I am, except hopefully my family. And yeah, we'll save it for later in the summer. Where are you going? Do you want to disclose?
I'm going to Cape May, which I've never been to, but I hear is very nice.
It's very nice. I will hint at this. I'm going to a town not too far away from where you'll be going.
Okay.
So we can compare notes afterwards.
Done and done. He's Mike O'Brien. I'm Dave DiRenzo, Dave D&OB Podcast. Thanks for listening.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the Dave D&OB Podcast with Dave DiRenzo and Mike O'Brien at Max1023.com.